How often, huh, in the Old Testament, we hear them pray, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, that they remember and always remind the people and themselves who they're praying to, that we're praying to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That is a wonderful lesson for us, that we're not just alone, that we're praying to the same God, to the same Lord, to the same Jesus as those who've gone before us, that we don't stand on our own. They always reminded themselves, always. How often do we hear that, huh? It's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. In a sense that we can be able to say, the God of August, the God of Joseph, the God of Joseph, our own ancestors, right? That we could call out their names with a deep trust that they relied on the same God, the same Lord that we rely on. And God got them to heaven, we hope and pray, and he's going to get us there. That we remember those who have believed, and we believe the same thing they believe. That's it. Hopefully one day our names can be listed just as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that each of our names were to be listed. And we can say, as they did before us, that God saves, just that he did for Esther. And others will say, he's going to save us, just as he did for the people sitting right here.